holiness, Shiva Chaiputa Maharaj. One of the senior most disciples and sannyasis of Srila and remain here for almost 37 years he's been here serving Sri Mayapur Dham. Maharaj, I'm very grateful that you've come. Let us very lovingly welcome him to our yatra.
Bhutale Sima Vivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Pashchatya Desharine Nayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Siva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Narayanam namaskritya nanam chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udhiyajat Mukhakuroti vachalam pangurangayate hirim Yakkipatamaham bande Sri gurum dinasarinam paramananda madhavam Sri Chaitanya Iswaram. Ajanu lambita pujau kana kavadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya takso vishwambaro dijabaro jugadharma falo Bande jagat priya karo karuna avataro Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nithai ki
Jai
Nithai Gauranga ki
Jai
There's 9 islands in Navadvip Simantadvip Gaudamdvip Madhadvip Koladvip Ritudvip Janudvip Madhudramdip, Rudradip, Antardip. So now we're in Madhudramdip. This is the island that's connected to servitude. In this island, there's pastime, there's Lakshmi Narayana have their place called Vaikunthapur. There's pastimes of Sita Ram. And Lakshman, the Ram Bhat, special banyan tree under which Lord Ram stayed for some time. There's also a bit far from here, about 2 kilometers, there's Mahatpur, where the Pandavas came during their year of Ajnatavas. There's also here the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was considered to be, and that's where we're seated right now. He's the grand-nephew of Srivas Thakur. His mother, Narayani, is the niece of Srivas Thakur. She grew up in the Srivas Angan area and had personally witnessed Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as a child. And heard about what she didn't witness, she heard directly from people who had seen. And she told all these pastimes to Vrindavan Das as a child. So he wrote down mainly the early life, his Antya Leela, this Adi Leela is as a child. Madhya Leela is preaching in Navadvip. And Antya Leela is when he went to Jagannath Puri. The Antya Leela is very less in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj, he only gave an overview of the things that Vrindavan Das Thakur had already covered. And only those things that he didn't mention, then he gave in greater detail. And the main, so the Antya Leela is everything in Navadvip. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Madhya Leela is when Lord Chaitanya was traveling, and Antya Leela was in Jagannath Puri after returning, basically. So more of the latter pastimes are in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, more of the early pastimes. There's a place called Danura, which is within 50 kilometers from here, which is the actual place where Krishnadas Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Bhagavad. Huh? What did I say? Vrindavan Das Thakur, sorry. Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote there There's a temple there. This temple here is established by Srila Om Vishnupad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's a branch of the Chaitanya Math. And there's several temples like this around Navadvip Dham, which were established by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Suvarna Bihar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was later established, but that's also Gaudiya Math branch. Gaur Gadadhar was worshipped by Gaudiya Math disciples, but it's not directly under the Gaudiya Math. It's independent. So like that. So in the future we also like to preserve holy places in Navadvip Dham, following the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like you've seen the Jagannath Temple, where by Krishna's arrangement, Jagannath's mercy, where Jagannath came in a dream to the Saivite and said, I want to be worshipped by ISKCON. So that's pretty rare thing that deity asks, I want you to worship me. Take charge, come over here. So that was special dispensation. But like that, as you got off the boat, I don't know if you saw, there's a tila, a little hillock kind of made out of artificial now, out of bricks and cement and things. But that's the place recorded, the place indicated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sari Thakur on his parikrama of Arkatila. The Arkatila, Lord Chaitanya had pastimes there, and it's not different from in Krishna Leela Surya Kunda, where Radharani would go every day and then from there get over to Radhakund. But I don't know so much the pastimes about Suryakund, because I'm mainly in Navadvip, and that was, we only discovered that 2 years ago. And we quickly got it and preserving it. So this island is Madhudram Dweep. Lord Ramchandra, when he came here, he started smiling, and Sita Devi asked him, why you're smiling? Said, I'm remembering that in the Kali Yuga I come here, and you're also my consort. That time I take sannyas, and you worship a golden form of me. And I go off to the forest. Sita said, that's not very nice. Because she wants to naturally serve. So this Leela here that happens in Navadvip Dham is a reciprocation. That when Ram had to banish Sita and she went to the forest, then he worshipped a golden form of Sita. So to reciprocate with that, in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya banished himself to the forest and Sita had a golden form of him. So these leelas of the different Chaitanya, Nityananda Chaitanya and Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, very much intertwined. They have some connections. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya shows his Sarabhuj form with six hands. two hands as Lord Chaitanya, golden color with a danda and a kamandalu, two hands with bow and arrow, green color as Lord Ram, and two hands with a blue color with a flute as Lord Krishna. So within Lord Chaitanya, there's Ram, there's Krishna, of course all the avatars, because he's avatari, he's Krishna himself, but in the form of devotee. So these pastimes are also represented in him, in their own unique way. The next island over is Janu Dweep. So that's, you gonna go there? Not sure. I can tell. You know that Baghi Maharaj, he was taking the Ganges down. So the Ganges was afraid that when she hits the earth, she'll just splash and be spread everywhere, because there's no riverbed that she'll flow in. So then he was empowered to create a riverbed. So he had a special chariot that was plowing out a huge riverbed for the Ganges. In order to slow her down, he was going back and forth in a zigzag curvaturous route. And that's one of the characteristics of the Ganges, is that she's very curvy all the way down. Sometimes when we go on a Ganga safari and we go down the Ganges, you see you're going all the way around and then all the way back. And sometimes you can see where you were. It's just few hundred meters over there, but you have to curl around a kilometer and go back. So sometimes that separation is cut through by the Ganges, and then she makes new twists and turns. Where we are now used to be the main Ganges, but it was cut through. She cut through. And now the main Ganges is flowing very close to the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. And this part of the Ganges is like a backwash, the cutoff. It just has that narrow connection. We went through a narrow, like a canal, from the main Ganges, what's now the main flow, to this flow. That's why you see here the water is blue, but in the main Ganges it's saffron color, cream color. But in the time of Prabhupada, this was the main Ganges. There wasn't any narrow canal, we just came. So many millions of years ago, when the Ganges came into the universe, by the kick of who? Trivikram, Vamanadeva expanded into Trivikram, put his foot, and then the Ganges was first captured in the hair of Lord Shiva. And then she came down onto the earth, and Baghi Maharaj, with his Baghi Rat, he was making the channel for the Ganges. So he's racing down, and the Ganges is racing after him. And he's trying, cutting the pathway in front. So somehow at that time he came very close. The original flow of the Ganges millions of years ago came right into Janu Dweep. And there the great sage Janu Rishi, he He had his ashram. And there he was meditating. He had his puja articles, his corn shell, his achaman, panchapatra, cups and everything. Suddenly the Ganges water was flowing in his ashram, started to sweep away all his puja articles. He woke up out of his trance, said, "What's going on here? Why my ashram is being flooded?" Then he swallowed the whole Ganges. And Bhagi Maharaj going, racing. Where's the Ganges? She disappeared. He's looking at a huge, empty riverbed that he had caught. The Ganges was flowing. It's empty. He said, "How can you lose a river? Where did the Ganges go?" He had got so far, only from here it's 200 kilometers to the ocean. 200 kilometers to Sagar Island, where the descendants of Sagar Maharaj were burned to ashes by Kapila Muni, because they attacked him thinking that he had stolen their sacrificial horse. It was all a plot of Indra at that time. So then, Bhagirathi was trying to bring the Ganges to free his forefathers from this horrible condition, that they'll be touched by the Ganges and liberated. But the Ganges had disappeared. So somehow, it was revealed to him that Janu Muni had drunken the Ganges. So he went to his ashram and fell at his feet and prayed that, "Please explain the whole thing, his whole history, how he's trying to deliver his forefathers, how the Ganges will purify the three worlds, this middle world also, and liberate his forefathers." So he begged them to please give me back, please re-manifest the Ganges. Well, Janu Muni said, "I'm sorry. I've already digested her." Bhagi Maharaj said, "You're anyone who is so great that he can drink the Ganges and digest her, you can somehow re-manifest her. Please have your mercy on us. I promise you, I'll take the Ganges further to the east, away from your ashram," which means closer to our ashram. "To the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya." So then Janu Muni agreed. He'll manifest the Ganges from his knee, or some say ear, some say knee, ear. So this, one of the names of the Ganges is Janavi, because she's come out from Janu Muni. So he's also like father for her. So he re-manifested the Ganges. And again Bhagirath took the Ganges to the east, got right where Lord Chaitanya was going to be born. Nearby there, he was moving down and suddenly the Ganges stopped. This time the water was there, but there was a There was a the water had just stopped flowing. So now what? So then he went in meditation and prayed to the Ganges. Why is it that you're not moving? At that time she said, it's very near to Gaur Purnima festival, more the anniversary of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So anyone who's here at that time goes back to Golok Vrindavan, gets love for Godhead. So I'll just wait here till Gaur Purnima and then I'll move. So then, Bhagirath had to also wait for Gaur Purnima. After the Purnima, then again he took her down from Mayapur. It's about 100 kilometers to Calcutta, and from Calcutta to Sagar Island, it's 100 kilometers. How many have been to Sagar Island? You must have been. You went everywhere. That's the confluence of the Ganges and the ocean. The Ganges goes down to the lower planets. There's a temple there of Kapil Muni. And there's deities of Kapil Muni, of Ganga, of Sagar, Maharaj, Hanuman, and a Krishna deity. And Krishna deity is the main deity they worship there. That's worshipped by the Ramanandi sadhus, who are the Ramanuja type tilak, but they have their own thing. So we went there, and a safari went there one time. I went there also before. They say you go to all the holy places many times, and Sagar Tirtha one time. I don't know why. Sab Tirtha Bahu Bar, Sagar, Ganga Sagar, Eki Bar. Now ISKCON Mayapur started to set up a camp there since a year or two. So all these things are connected with here. This Janu Dweep, Janu Muni. Also Bhishma Dev is son of the Ganga, so he came and had some pastime with Janu Muni. I'll leave that for others to tell. Then we come into the very edge of the Janu Dweep, which is where we went. We all went and saw the deities of Saranga Thakur and Murari, the Radha Gopinath deities. You ever heard of any deities called Radha Gopinath? I heard somewhere in Bombay they also have Radha Gopinath. So you must have felt at home seeing the Radha Gopinath here. The large deities of Radha Madan Gopal are Vasudev Dutta's deities. Vasudev Dutta, amazing pastime. But I can leave that also, the well-known pastime, someone wants to say. But Saranga Thakur, he was a Gopa in Krishna Leela, right? What's his name? Nandi Mukhi. So he came down to Chaitanya Leela. He had his ashram there. He'd walk to the Ganges every day and take his bath, bring water and do his puja to his Radha Gopinath deities. But he didn't have any disciple. So Lord Chaitanya kept visiting and telling him, you should have a disciple. At least take one disciple. Because, see, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they also have a duty to expand the parampara, to make new devotees. He was a very senior Vaishnava, so he should also have a disciple or more. Somehow he was very humble and shy and he wasn't taking any disciple. But one day Lord Chaitanya again told him, you have to take disciple. So he was feeling, I'm disobeying Lord Chaitanya's orders, I'm not following his instructions to take a disciple. So tomorrow, the first person I see, I'll just initiate him. Kind of a unique program. But he didn't know what to do. Somehow it wasn't happening, so he was disobeying Lord Chaitanya's instructions. So as every day he went down to the Ganges to take his early morning bath. You see, there's a custom in Bengal. I don't know if it's all over India, but in Bengal, maybe because before there were a lot of tantrics and a lot of yogis here, rishis, that if somebody dies in the Ganges, either by a snake bite or they die in the Ganges, they put them on a raft, sometimes made out of banana trees, and then they let them float down the Ganges. And so sometimes there's history where some rishi would bring over the dead body, bring back to life, take as a disciple. So like that, parents would, rather than burn their children, if they were died in this way, they put them on the raft, hoping that maybe they'll be rejuvenated by some rishi. I personally saw a raft go down with a mosquito net on top of it, and there was a body inside. But I don't know the mantra to revive. At least to bring it over. Maybe Radhanath Swami could do. He's reviving so many people. So this custom is still there. But that custom, somehow they put this body on some raft, he was floating down somewhere upstream. Some child died, some young youth. In fact, he was just going to get married. And he was taking his ceremonial bath before the marriage. And somehow he died. And he was then put on a raft and sent downstream. So it just so happened that when Saranga Thakur went for his bath, this raft bumps him. He says, oh, here's the first person I'm seeing today. Brings our body over and chants the mantra of initiation in the ear. So that dead body revived to life. And he was given an initiated name, Murari. Murari Chaitanya. It's also known as. So like this he got the disciple, reviving this body from the dead, resurrecting the body. In Christianity they have one resurrection, but in Krishna consciousness we have many resurrections. Haridas Thakur resurrected himself. Murari Thakur was resurrected. There's more to it. Huh? Srivas Thakur's son, Advaita Acharya's son, then you said Narottam Das Thakur revived someone. So like that. So now Saranga Thakur had his disciple and he trained him But this Murari Chaitanya was a very unique disciple because he already died and came back from the dead. So he wasn't afraid of death anymore. He'd already did that. He already came back. And somehow, so he was, although Saranga Thakur had only one disciple, but Murari Chaitanya, he had thousands of disciples. Sometimes he would go into a village and he would just initiate the whole village. Sometimes there was a tiger causing trouble to a village. He'd go and scold the tiger and give him a slap. And then he would ride on the back of the tiger through the village. People would run, they were frightened, they're seeing a tiger. But Murari Chaitanya, he wasn't afraid of animals. Somehow animals were afraid of him. So sometimes he was round by pythons. When he wanted to chant japa peacefully, sometimes he'd go underwater for a few days and chant japa. You cannot imitate. So like this, he was dynamic preacher. Sometimes they say that because Gorkhasur Das Babaji, they say he was a Bhajanandi. But I was, remember I went to one class where the speaker was saying he was a Goshtiyanandi because he preached in such a way to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he went out and made thousands of devotees and that he wanted to make so many devotees only because he was very humble. He didn't think himself qualified because he was not well educated to preach. So he didn't go out. But through here, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made so many devotees. So someone may have one disciple, or some may have many disciples. Like this, the parampara system goes down. Maybe one through the one disciple, then again one can have, make many devotees. So this temple where we passed to is called the Saranga Murari Temple. Because both lived there. The Murari Chaitanya, whatever Saranga Thakur didn't make so many disciples, but he made up for that. He made so many. Who was he in Chaitanya Lila? You have that? So, like the tree where Ramchandra was under, let's call that the Rambhat. Bhat tree meaning Bhatgach or this banyan tree. You don't know where it is. Maybe it's visible on a higher dimension, or that pastime happened so many millions of years ago, nothing surprising. If the tree is not there anymore, so this, some of these things have to be revealed by some, to some great devotee. Generally what we're doing is, we ask the old Gaudiya sadhus, and there's not many left anymore, who were children when they went on the parikrama with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the early 1900s. I don't know if there's any more like that left. But we found some 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and they showed us where some of the places which are, because we don't know even where Naimisharanya is, where Puskar Tirtha. So these places were revealed to us by one old Gaudiya sadhu who had been on the original parikramas. And these places were, because now the Gaudiya mat, they don't go to all these places. Because they don't camp out. Either like you're doing, you go out by bus and come back, or boat. But they walk. So walking so far and coming back, they only see a few places. But before Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would camp out. We had a huge camera with the sannyasis in the middle, and the brahmacharis and grihastas, and they had guards on horses. Like a whole, they had 10,000 devotees. At least, that's what the advertisements say. He's got some poster from that time. They had elephants, horses, so like that. So then they visit all the places. So we're trying to include in our annual parikrama more and more places, although the times gets tight. So we found this Janu Muni's place. It's under where they say it is, in Janu Dweep, about a kilometer from the main road up, where Bhishma Dev met Janu. But Janu Muni may still be there, but he's also on higher dimension. Some of you may be able to see some of these personalities. There's a place though we still haven't located where it is. That's called Vaikunthapur, where when they went on the parikrama, they saw Lakshmi and Narayana. Because this is the island of servitude, dasya. So in Vaikuntha, what rasa is prominent? In Golok Vrindavan, you have the Madhurya and the Vatsalya and the Sakya. But in Santa and Dasya and Vaikuntha, so they're in this island. One person who helps me find the places is Gauranga Prem Maharaj from the Gauranga Prem Swami Maharaj from the Namhat. He found the Arkatila. Then 2 kilometers from Arkatila down the road is this Mahatpur. When I get confused now. I think they first went to Ekachakra and then Ekachakra came here. Pandavas. Slight doubt whether they went here first and Ekachakra, but I think they went there first and then here. They were there with in Ekachakra, and they were in that house where that demon, the household had to give one of the members that pastime, and then Bhima offered himself to be eaten by the demon. Instead, of course, he defeated the demon. That's a very interesting pastime. Then they came, as far as I remember, they came then here, and they were in Mahatpur, and they each one had a little hillock, and they dug a little lake. So they stayed there, and then Yudhisthira had a vision, where he saw Lord Chaitanya, he saw Krishna, then he saw Lord Chaitanya, and the Sankirtan party. So then in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes like this, and he's chanting the holy names. So that place, when you go back by the boat, halfway to the canal, that's Mahatpur. You can remember when you go by, remember the Pandavas were there. And they had their pastime. So all, you see, one thing about the holy dhams, is these are like embassies for the spiritual world. They're extensions. So all the avatars, they come here. They have their pastimes here. Different devotees come. So some pastimes at the time of Lord Chaitanya, and some pastime are thousands or in Dwapara Yuga, some are in different yugas. Just like you already went to Narsingapoli, right? So when Narsingadeva was flying over, and he looked down, he saw, this is my abode. This is where I have my pastimes in Kali Yuga. It's like when I travel around the world, I don't even see the temples and the airports. Everywhere I go, I just go to the ISKCON embassies, the temples. Someone asked me to travel all over the world, you must have a lot of hotel credit points. So maybe the whole year I'll stay one day in a hotel or some temples under construction or something. So like that, the Lord comes and He comes and stops in a place. So here, in this island, the Lord also came, had so many pastimes. Lord Chaitanya did his kirtan party here. So we hope you get all the, observe the mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sometimes when he'd see the holy places where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, he'd just roll in the ground. Did you go to Gora Doha? That's in Godrum Dweep, between Godrum, by, it's halfway between Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house and the Harihar Kshetra. Did you go there? Last time. That's where we always roll. It's nice dust for rolling. But that's when Lord Chaitanya, it's in the Prema Vivarta. It's not in the Parikrama normal books. But it's mentioned in Prema Vivarta that Lord Chaitanya, he was taking his kirtan party in this place. Someone from the Gaudiya Math also identified that that was the place. And the Lord Chaitanya was approached by one cowherd boy. He had a good name, his name was Gopal. Good name for a cowherd boy. And he said, I'm your brother. And my mother is inviting you to come and take prasadam at the house. So you're a cowherd boy, I'm a Brahmin, how are we brothers? We were different castes. No, my mother used to serve Mother Sachi, and Mother Sachi accepted her as a sister, younger sister. So if my mother is your mother's sister, then we're cousin brothers. Cousins are called like brothers in India. Right? Bhaipo in Bengali. I don't know what it's in Hindi. What do you call cousin brother in Hindi? Chira Bhai. Chacha Bhai. Chachira Bhai. The Bhai is there. Brother is there. I just finished. So then they went to the, with the Gopal, and they went on the way. There was a big lake, and the cows were standing by the water, but they weren't drinking the water. Moo! 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 So Lord Chaitanya said, why are they mooing and they're not drinking? So because there's a big crocodile there. They don't want to, if they don't see where the crocodile is, they drink the water, maybe he'll eat them. So they're very frightened. So they're waiting to see where, if he comes up on the other side, they can drink water quick and get out. So then Lord Chaitanya told the devotees to do kirtan. So they started a kirtan. And then the crocodile rose to the surface and started swimming towards the kirtan party. He was a gigantic crocodile. He crawled up on the bank and leaped towards Lord Chaitanya and touched his feet with his two paws, whatever they call, I don't know what they call alligator, I mean crocodile legs, claws, touched, poof, he was transformed into an extraterrestrial Deva Kumar. And all the devotees were quite amazed. This effulgent celestial being was there. The Lord Chaitanya asked him, who are you? How'd you get here? Then he explained that, see, I live on Indraloka. 5 years old. I was playing in the forest. And I met this rishi was lying down. And then a big hair on his head, jata, this, what do you call it? Jetta. So I cut it off. But I didn't know that this rishi was Durvasa Muni. So when he woke up, his head was very light. And the jetta was there. He said, whoever cut off my hair, he is good at cutting. I curse him to become a crocodile! And I went out and I grabbed his feet and I said, please forgive me, I was just playing. I don't want to be a crocodile, please take back your curse. One thing about curses, you can't take them back. So I'm sorry, I can't take it back, but I can amend it since you're repentant. You'll be a crocodile in the planet Earth in Navadvip Dham. And if you touch Lord Chaitanya's feet, you'll be freed from the curse. So he's been waiting a long time for Lord Chaitanya to come. So please bless me that I can, now I've had your darshan, that I can serve you eternally. He circumambulated Lord Chaitanya 3-4 times. Then suddenly appeared one celestial airplane. And his parents came, and the boy's parents, and grabbed him by the ear. What are you doing? Getting in all these difficulties. Took him on the airplane and flew him back to Indraloka. Just one day in the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! Gauranga! 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 Then the devotees went to the house of Malini, the adopted sister of Mother Sachi, and she served all nice milk sweet because she's a dairy lady, cowherd. So nice rasagula, sandesh, burfis, all kinds of milk sweets. So like that, Lord Chaitanya's follower also used to eat milk sweets. So I'm going to go to catch a flight tonight. I have to fly to Delhi to go to Vrindavan for the Indian Continental Committee meeting. So the guy here, he's pushing me. 15 minutes over. Supposed to leave at 11:30. So you have Vasudev Datta to talk about still, and Bhishma Deva, and more. I didn't say anything hardly about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Hare Krishna.
Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sundavari Paschacha Deshatare Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Vanshakam Paturubhyas Chakripasindubhye Pachapatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah. Whatever few little spaces between the eloquent sentences of His Holiness Jayapratak Maharaj that he did not speak, I will say something. We're sitting in the birthplace of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Srivas Thakur had an elder brother named Sri Nalini Pandit. His daughter was Narayani. Narayani was famous because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly feed her the remnants from his own mouth. He would bite from some bhoga and then deliver it with his own lotus hand to Narayani. She became famous as the recipient of Lord Chaitanya's remnants. She married a very great devotee named Vaikunthana. And here they have a son, Vrindavan Das. But when Vrindavan, when he was very, very young, father died. And Vasudev Dutt, who was such a charitable person, such a compassionate person, who lived in this just a few minutes away, helped to raise Vrindavan. In the association of Srivas Thakur, Vasudev Thakur, his mother Narayani, he was constantly hearing the teachings and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And from his childhood, he was a favorite of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, it is said he was the last initiated disciple of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda treated him not only like a disciple, but like his own son. when Nityananda Prabhu disappeared from this world, Janava Devi, she was very affectionate to him. Treated him also like a son, constantly nourishing him with her love, with her compassion, and with narrations of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's pastimes. Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally instructed him and empowered him, along with all these other great souls, to write the first. Murari Gupta also wrote, but one of the first biographies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he entitled it Chaitanya Mangal. Later on, Lochandas Thakur wrote a book of the same name. So the great Vaishnavas, they changed the name of Vrindavan Das Thakur's book to Chaitanya Bhagavat. The reason why is they knew for sure that he was Vyasadev. Just as Srila Vyasadev had written the Srimad Bhagavatam, describing most authoritatively and comprehensively the pastimes of Krishna, that same Vyasadev descended in order to give the world the pastimes and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It was in Denor when he actually wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. But it was here that he was brought up. Let us bow our head at the lotus feet of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in dozens and dozens of verses, glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. He calls him the Vedavyas of Krishna's Leela, of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. He declares that anyone who sincerely reads from the Chaitanya Bhagavat will not only get the perfect understanding of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, but they will certainly attain their lotus feet and unadulterated pure devotional service. Krishna Das Kaviraj explains that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he very, very comprehensively described the childhood pastimes and the Navadvip pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But because at the end of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he emphasizes so much the leelas of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he did not describe exhaustively the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, taking the repeated blessings and offering prayers to Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says, whatever little remnants he left for me, I am describing here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, according to what he had heard from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Just a few minutes' walk is the house of Vasudev Dutt. I'd like to speak something briefly on this subject. Did all of you see it as you were coming here? Please raise your hands and say Haribol if you saw it. If you didn't, you can go after the lecture. From Murari or Sharanga Thakur and Murari Sharanga's home and deities, if there's a special way to go around, And that house, you can see the original bricks of Vasudev Das temple and home. They are still present. Although it is an abandoned field. Vasudev Dutt and his younger brother, Mukunda Dutt, they took their birth in Chattogram, which is now in Bangladesh, very close to the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, it is written that Vasudev Dutt was Madhu Bratha and Mukunda Dutt was Madhu Kanta. And they are two of the favorite singers for Krishna and Radha in Goloka Vrindavan. Vasudev Dutt lived here in Modadrumadweep and worshipped those deities of Madan Gopal. But what we are most interested in is his personal characteristics. We read from Vrindavan Das Thakur, who lived with him day and night, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who heard from the greatest of all acharyas. Vasudev Dutt, one of his qualities which made him so dear to Lord Chaitanya, he never, ever found fault with anyone. He only saw the good in everyone. We find this amongst many devotees. It is described, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Haridas Pandit Anantacharya, two of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's very, very worshipable Vaishnavas. They had this quality. Rupa Goswami tells that it is the characteristic of a person who is actually developing love of God that they lose the propensity to find faults in others. Sometimes, when a devotee would find a fault in another devotee, even if it was true, Srila Prabhupada would say that your mentality is like criticizing the moon, the full moon, for the marks that are on it. It is true that the moon has marks, but yet the radiant beams that is nourishing the earth and nourishing the vegetation is so great. And the beauty of the moon. When you want to compare something to the extreme of it being beautiful, you compare it to the full moon. Despite the spots in the moon, Krishna is called Krishna Chandra. Vrindavan Chandra. Ram Chandra. Guru Chandra. Nitai Chandra. Why? Krishna says he has a moon-like face. So in a similar way, if one is a worshipper of Krishna, sincere devotee, that is so beautiful in the eyes of God, and it should be seen so beautiful to us, that whatever faults they may have are like the marks in the moon. They may be there, and we may sincerely try to help them, but we should not lose perspective. Our priority should be to see the beauty of a Vaishnava. the glory of a Vaishnava. And we may help, if we can, with those little marks on the Vaishnavas. That is what it means to follow in the footsteps of the great souls. Vasudev Dutt was so dear to the Lord. Not only did he not find fault in Vaishnavas, he saw the faults in the conditioned souls, but he saw their soul as well. And he would just see the goodness and the beauty and the glory of the soul. Therefore, instead of becoming envious or angry or judgmental toward those who had faults, he felt compassion for those who were filled with faults. Even people who were murderers and drunkards and the worst types of people. He felt compassion for them because he saw the moonlight quality of the soul within them. He wanted to help. And he was so generous. He was a grihastha. Whatever money he would have, he would make in his earning his living. He gave it in charity by the end of the day, before he even came home. Lord Chaitanya, he asked Shivananda, saying, "You take care of the accounts of Vasudeva." Because he has to be practical. Everything and everything is for others, but he forgets about himself and his own. On Lord Chaitanya's order, because Lord Chaitanya was concerned with Vasudev Dutt's life also. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Srivas Thakur left here and went to Kumarhata, as did Vasudev Datta. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi, came to Kumarahata and stayed at the house of Srivas Thakur. That's a beautiful story. Lord Chaitanya was there for several days doing Nam Sankirtan, and he saw that Srivas Thakur and his brothers, all they did, all day and all night, was just study Srimad Bhagavatam, discuss Krishna Katha, and do Nam Sankirtan. And yet, you know, they were brothers, or uncles, or aunts, or cousins, or nephews, or nieces, or children. Lord Chaitanya asked him, how do you make a living, Srivas? How are you maintaining your family? Srivas said, "I don't worry about those things. But you're just here, just chanting and dancing and reading Bhagavatam all day. You have to make an income. You're a grihastha." Srivas said, "I'm not interested in those things." Lord Chaitanya said, "Then you should take sannyas. At least then you can beg." He said, no, sannyas, I'm not qualified. I will not take sannyas." "No, why don't you even go out of your house and beg for food? You're a Brahmin." Srivas said, no, begging. "Then how will you maintain your family? It's a big family." Srivas Thakur smiled. He said, "My answer is 1, 2, 3. Then he fell silent. Lord Chaitanya said, "Say that again." Srivas Thakur, 1, 2, 3. "What is this 1, 2, 3? What kind of answer is that?" Srivas Thakur said, "If time it takes for me to clap my hands 3 times, or even 3 days, if there's any shortage in my house, when I'm worshiping Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names of the Lord, if Krishna doesn't provide for that amount of time, then I vow. Today I make this vow. I will bind a rope around my neck, I will tie it to a heavy rock, and I will throw it in the Ganges and end my life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that. He ecstatically cried out, Hari Bol! Said, Srivas Thakur, your faith in Krishna is so great that I will make a vow today that even if there's so much of a drought, even if there's so much turmoil in this universe, that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, has to beg door to door with a begging bowl, there will not even be a single moment when you or your family are ever in shortage of anything. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted from Gita, Ananya Chintayanto Yam Yejano, that for those who worship me with sincere devotion, Krishna says, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Because you are chanting the holy names and preaching Krishna's message so sincerely, Srivas, you, all your family, will never find shortage. You are I am your property. It was at that time in Kumarahatta that Shivananda Sen, who lived close by, and Basudeb Dutt came to visit Lord Chaitanya. Basudeb Dutt, he fell at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. He grasped onto those lotus-like feet and wept such tears. Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, he cried with such humility that stones melted, that sticks melted, and all people in all directions could only cry. He completely submitted himself to Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavan Das Thakur said there was no one in the universe like him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he extolled for all time, for all people to hear, that I am only Vasudev Dutt's man. I am his property. My body belongs to Vasudev Dutt. Anywhere that he wants to sell me, I am sold. I tell you again, I am Vasudev Dutt's property. Because of his pure heart, if anyone is touched by the breeze that has previously touched Vasudev Dutt's body, Krishna will give that person love of God. He vowed 3 times, I am the property of Vasudev Dutt. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami reveals the inner significance of why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt like this. Little later, when the Lord was living in Puri, all the devotees would go to the Gambira, Lord Chaitanya's residence, to meet him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one of his greatest happiness was to glorify his devotees. Just as devotees love to glorify God, God loves to glorify his devotees. And if Krishna and Lord Chaitanya love to glorify their devotees with their own mouths, can you imagine how dear someone is to them who sincerely glorifies them with their mouths? The Lord loves to hear the glories of His devotees. The Lord hates to hear the criticism of His devotees. And all of our spiritual advancement is simply samsiddhya hari toshanam, how we please Krishna. So if we really want to make spiritual advancement, not only do we chant the holy names, but we give Krishna pleasure by speaking to others about the greatness of His devotees. Krishna becomes obliged to those who glorify His devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at one time said, do two things and I will deliver you. Do not criticize others and chant the holy name. Now we read how sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would glorify devotees as if he had three mouths. Other times he would glorify devotees as if he had five mouths. But on this day, he glorified Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. Vasudev Dutt didn't like it, though. He felt very, very shy, very, very embarrassed. He cried and fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, considering himself completely unqualified. He said, my Lord, I have one prayer. There is a desire that has been burning in my heart for a very long time. I wish that you kindly fulfill this desire. Lord Chaitanya said, whatever you desire, Krishna must fulfill. Vasudev Dutt expressed the innermost desire of his heart. That you have incarnated within this world to deliver even the most fallen, sinful persons. I have one petition for you. And I have faith in my heart that you can fulfill this desire of mine. My heart breaks when I see the suffering of the conditioned souls who are forgetful of you. I request that you transfer all the sins and all the karma of all living beings within this entire universe on my head. I cannot tolerate to see them suffer anymore. Let them all be liberated and allow me to suffer hellish conditions perpetually to take their sins. My Lord, this is my only desire. Finish their material life and let them be with you. And Vasudev Dutt spoke those words because they were coming from the sincerity of his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not contain himself. He cried. his limbs. His heart became completely soft. Lord Chaitanya was so choked up he could not even speak. To make the Lord so choked up he cannot speak is a very, very powerful expression of devotion. Finally, with a faltering voice, Lord Chaitanya said, "What you have spoken is not astonishing, Vasudev Das, because you are Prahlad Maharaj." That same spirit of Prahlad, to want to remain in this material world as long as there's even one single person who's forgetful of Krishna, was perfectly embodied by Vasudev Dutt. Lord Chaitanya said, "Krishna has bestowed complete mercy on you, and he must satisfy your desire. All living entities in the entire universe will be delivered by your prayer, Vasudev Dutt." So what will Krishna lose if one universe is gone? For those of you who have been to Radha Gopinath temple, you know in the front courtyard there is an Udumbala tree. And the way you know it is there's always these fruits falling. So many fruits. And there's so many seeds in each fruit. Huh? Little fruits. They're all in clusters. It's a huge tree. Lord Chaitanya said, if one fruit falls from a gigantic Udumbara tree, what is the loss to the tree? Similarly, if one universe is lost from all the billions and trillions of universes, there's no loss to Krishna. Even a big barrel of mustard seeds, if one falls out, what is the loss? Krishna can empty the whole universe of all conditioned souls. But why would he make a person like you, such a loving devotee, suffer for their karma? Just by your prayer they will be delivered. That was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings toward Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada quotes from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, "Such magnanimous compassion is unparalleled." That Jesus Christ was all merciful. He was willing to suffer for the sins of his followers. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how Vasudev Das, his prayer was that he could suffer for every living entity in the universe, in every species of life, so that they could all go back to Godhead. We cannot imitate that. But a Vaishnav, in Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, always longs to follow in the footsteps of Vasudev Das. Srila Prabhupada was such a personification of that love. His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami Maharaj wrote a very well-known Vyas Puja offering to Srila Prabhupada, that he saw much suffering within the world and the universe. Those devotees of ISKCON also suffering, having to struggle with the mind and senses, sufferings due to previous sufferings due to the inability to follow regulative principles, sufferings due to behavior between each other, sufferings due to all sorts of karma that has come down upon our movement, due to offenses. And he would tell me often how it just breaks his heart to see any devotee suffer, whoever they are. And on this particular Vyasa Puja offering, he prayed in the footsteps of Vasudev Datta. That if the sins and karmas that are causing these devotees to suffer, if I could be in the honorable position to accept it, so that they could be happy and all go back home, back to Godhead and serve your mission wonderfully, I will be grateful for that, Sri Prabhupada. To clear our society so that the devotees could chant Hare Krishna, and as Indrajumana Maharaj quoted from Prabhupada, and our lives would be not only happy, but sublime. He made that prayer. And soon after that, we all know he was diagnosed with terminal cancer and had to go through inconceivable physical discomfort. Rajalila Devi is here. She was right there by his side for all those months, faithfully, with her husband Ekavir. I had the very exceptional good fortune of being invited to be with him for the last 7.5 weeks. And the wonderful thing is he never complained in our dialogues, which were there were many. He never complained, why is this happening to me? In his heart, he was honored. He was grateful. He felt that Srila Prabhupada and Krishna were actually giving him the honor of following in the footsteps of Vasudev Dutt. Maybe even in a small way, to help Srila Prabhupada's society to recover from its problems, from its tragedies, to be restored and to flourish. So whether you want to pray like Vasudev Dutt after seeing Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's example, I'm not going to give you any specific guidance in that way. But one thing we should all do, we should honor this Vasudev Dutt's mood of compassion, which was factually imbibed to various degrees by every one of our great Vaishnava Acharyas. That should be the standard by which we understand we're making real advancement. We lose the propensity to find faults in others, and we're willing to make sacrifices and even suffer to help others to come closer to Krishna. We should pray for that. To be an instrument of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and our previous acharyas. There is no prayer that will please Krishna more than that. With that prayer, Radha and Krishna, Gaur Nitai, they will naturally fill our hearts with love of God if we are sincere. In this spirit, the Nam Sankirtan movement will have a tremendous impact on this world. So here, in the place of Vasudev Dat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sharanga Thakur, who was mercifully preaching to snakes and tigers and fish underwater, he was doing kirtan with. Let us express our prayer and loudly chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj ki jai, Vasudev Dat ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Shri Gaura Nithai ki jai, Gopremanandi. Thank you very much. That means I cover them with sleepiness. So how many of you did not go to Vasudev Dutt's home? So you may have been there but didn't know it. But so my suggestion is this. Sanat Kumar Prabhu is very eager that you go back to the boats. Sanat Kumar Prabhu, are you here? What is your organizational thoughts? You have already been to Vasudev Dutt's home and temple and who have recognized it, you should all go directly to the boats on the Ganges to return to Sri Mayapur Dham. And those who have not been there, that means those people will go, those going to the boats will go to the left, and those who have not, go to the right, and we will meet you. There'll be no speeches there. We'll just offer our obeisances, our prayers, and continue. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.